Welcome, Albert. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the video that's gone wild on the internet, let's get to Limitless, which is now a nonprofit as of a couple months ago, but started out as volunteers making free bionic arms for kids. What inspired you?
I was driving on my way to work one day, and I heard an interview on NPR about the gentleman who invented the first 3D printed hand. And I was so excited about what I had heard that I told everyone I knew I have to be a part of this. And about a year ago, Alex Pring's mom reached out to me and said, could I build her son a 3D printed arm? And then we jumped on it.
Will you be sticking with working with just kids in the future, or are you thinking about branching out to, say, recent war veterans?
So our current goal is to help all the kids in need that we can, but we're definitely planning on helping war veterans and anyone else who is in need, especially in the developing world, where we think our solutions can have the biggest impact.
How do you make the bionic arms?
So we use additive manufacturing, or 3D printing, to print layer by layer the shape of the artistic finish. And then we have a custom set of electronics on the inside that allows for the electromyographic actuation of the hand, which gives the child biofeedback, essentially, that they can actuate the hand with.
So they can make the hand do what they want just by moving?
Just by flexing the muscle that we have the surface electrodes on, they can open and close the hand at the end.
Now on to the Iron Man video. Albert Manero, how was the connection made between your group, Robert Downey Jr., and 7-year-old Alex Pring?
So Limitless was selected by the Microsoft Collective Project, which is a platform given to student projects to have the ripple effect to engage other students and people around the country. And when Robert Downey Jr. heard about this collective project and saw our video, he wanted to be a part of it. And so we were thrilled that we had Robert on board, and it was so exciting to work with him and feature Alex's story.
Somewhere around 50 million people have seen the video of Robert Downey Jr. giving Alex his Iron Man bionic arm. While you were making the arm for Alex, what impact did you think the video would have on your group?
We were really just trying to finish the arm in time. The deadlines were really tight, and we never thought it would have this kind of effect of going viral. But we were so excited to see that the story is getting out there and that people from around the country are trying to get on board with the project now.
Tell me more about what impact it actually did have.
So since last Thursday, we've had over 600 requests for arms and legs and hands, as well as hits on our website from 154 countries. So we are swamped right now and trying to sift through all of the requests to see who we can help first and how we can empower other teams to be able to help impact their local communities as well.
So that's part of what's next for Limitless?
That's part of what's next, is we're hoping to branch out with other teams at other universities and be able to help impact the local communities, and then partner with the UN and UNICEF is one of our goals. So that we can put printers in embassies and help empower local teams on the ground to be able to help the children in need in their countries, too.
Albert Manero, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.